birthday scam time. We're going to call this guy as his neighbor, saying, because this really happened, his son was hacking into the neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Downloading movies.
And downloading movies. So we're going to call being the neighbor, and of course it's going to get contentious.
Hello.
Hey, Tony, this is Steve Phillips. I'm your neighbor.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm, I heard, I guess our wives had talked, and we've learned now that it was your son that was using our Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's right. He was. Sorry about that, but I talked to him, and he took care of it.
It turns out, and I know that because I got a letter from our internet provider, a warning letter, because someone was downloading large video files, you know, pirated movies. They were going to cut off my internet. But then I learned that it was your son that was doing it next door. I don't know if you were aware of that, but he was downloading movies.
I wasn't aware of that. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, I did talk to him. I took care of it. He promised he's not going to do it. He took it off.
Well, and so you may not want to hear this, but it was porn. These were porn movies.
Okay. I mean, can you prove that it was him who was doing it?
Well, yeah, because your wife already said that it was him on our internet. I mean, you're not saying
well, yes,
that
we but you
did
use
it.
Your internet too, right?
What's that?
You use your internet as well, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but look, Tony, nobody here is watching porn movies, and certainly not pirated porn movies.
Okay, well, unless you can prove to me that that's what was happening, then I don't see any point in having this discussion.
Well, what do you want to go to court? I mean, I'm telling you as a neighbor, and I thought this was a friendly thing to do.
Go to court over what? You should have put a password on your Wi-Fi if you really wanted it to protect it so
much. We had a password on our Wi-Fi, and your little hacker there figured it out.
Well, what was your password?
It was the name of our dog.
Yeah, there's your problem. This is...
My problem.
Sure, you could have come up with a more clever password than that if you really wanted somebody to stay off of your internet.
Doesn't matter what the hell the password was.
That you should have password protected your.
The password could have been 1234. Okay, it doesn't matter.
The and you're not
password
tell
is
me that my son
hello.
Was downloading porn off
hello.
Of your Wi-Fi. What?
I want you to pay for our internet for the last 6 months.
That's absolutely ridiculous. There's no way that's going to happen.
And by the way, I have the high-speed package, okay? It's $114.
That's really great. That's great for you, but I am not. There's no way ever I'm going to pay for your Wi-Fi.
It comes to over $600. It's almost $700.
Yes, I'm aware how much Wi-Fi costs. I have my own, and I password protect mine very well.
Wait a minute.
If you don't
Wait
have
a minute.
Wi-Fi at your house, don't have Wi-Fi at your house.
How do I know that this wasn't you watching these movies?
Excuse me?
How do I know you're not the pervert over there?
How dare you? How dare you? How do I know it wasn't you? I don't know what kind of weird stuff you
How
get into.
How do I know that you're not watching us through our Wi-Fi security cameras? You know, I have those all over the house. Did you hack into that?
This is totally ridiculous.
You freak?
This is, I can't, yeah, let's go to court. Maybe we should go to court over there.
Why don't we go to the, why don't we go to your driveway and I kick your ass? Why don't we do that?
Yeah, come on over. Come on over right now.
I'll give you a hard drive to the kidney.
Are you at home right now?
No, I'm not at home. I'm at the radio station. This is Dean and Raj with the birthday scam.
God.
This is from Laura. She told us about the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, hard yeah. drive to the kidney?
Oh, my God. You guys.
Yeah. Wow. That got out of control.
Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
It really did.
yeah, you really got me.
tell Laura that we called, and we hope you had a great birthday.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Right now, we need to pick out our dumbass of the day as we wind our way towards Friday's dumbass of the week. What was yesterday's?
We ended up going... I didn't write it down.
Well, I'm sure the producer
it
has it.
We went with the astronaut who forgot the memory card.
On his GoPro.
Yeah.
And he was doing a spacewalk, which we'll never see.
And so today, I haven't heard anybody better than the guy who peed on the plane.
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
That's where we're at.
What are the details of the...
Colorado man was harassing females on a flight, and then the flight attendants moved him to the back row, so he peed on the back of the seat in front of him. And he'd been served 2 double vodka tonics.
Yeah, I think he'd been served a lot more than that somewhere along the way, either at the airport or home or somewhere.
I'm a big believer in personal responsibility. You know, you're responsible for your own actions. But are the airlines somehow culpable in these things, do you think, for the amount of alcohol they throw at you?
If you overserve somebody.
Yeah, are there for overserving? Do you think there's some responsibility there?
There's some airlines that will actually, and you don't have to show signs. I think it's arbitrary.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, well, you know, Brad, who was on our show before.
Yes.
He was the sniper in Fallujah. They were returning, he and some soldiers, or Marines, let me correct that, were returning from overseas, I think it was a domestic flight of some sort, and they were all ordering drinks, you know?
Yeah.
A bunch of Marines are ordering drinks, and they're ordering more drinks, and finally the flight attendant came back and said, "Gentlemen, this is not a bar."
Ah.
and just cut them off.
You're done.
This is just a flight.
P.S., thank you for your service.
Correct.
Yeah. So, guy on the air, we've seen this many times.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to defend peeing on the back of the seat. So he didn't just pee himself and it seeped to the seat.
Right, no, he
literally
just whipped it out and
shot
yeah.
He whipped it out.
Vindictive.
Shot a
vindictive move.
Made a stream.
All right, well, so dumbass of the day, he'll be in the running for Friday's dumbass of the week. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Everybody likes ice cream at a ball game.
Oh, yeah.
But not everyone can eat 3 pounds of it.
What?
Like this White Sox fan who was caught on camera scarfing down a full batting helmet of ice cream. And not those little cute souvenir ones they
Ooh.
Give you. A full man-sized helmet that you can wear on your head.
Oh, my gosh. I would like to try that.
It comes with 3 spoons for sharing, but this dude was just going to do it all himself.
Question, can you down 3 pounds of ice cream, 12 scoops in 6 minutes?
If you're asking
me,
the answer is no. Well, if you're asking him, it's yes, easily.
12 scoops, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, 2,700 calories, and one satisfied belt.
Good Lord.
Wow, that's the MLB Network with the call, and they caught him on camera. Hey, look, if you're going to a White Sox game, you need to get some enjoyment. That's today's Wild Pitch.